back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. The call got disconnected. I really apologize for that. We're almost finished with the survey. Thank you for answering back. Okay, so my next question will be help improve the entire public school system. Do you think it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all?
Probably not well.
Okay. The last one will be our public schools. Do you think it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all?
Say that one again. We're talking about public schools, then you're talking about public charter schools.
Okay, so the question is...
Which one you want to talk about?
Okay, so the question is, do you think public charter schools are described as public schools, and you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all?
I'd say probably not well.
Not well. Okay, thank you so much. Now, moving on, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Probably more favorable.
More favorable, okay. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or it will have no effect on your vote?
I would probably vote against them.
Against them? Okay, give me 1 second. Here it goes. Okay, thinking some more about local elections, many people that we have spoke with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Is it always? Sometimes, rarely, or never?
Well, if they're on the ballot, I vote for them. I vote every ballot.
Okay, so would that be always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Probably always.
Always, okay. Now, moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue that next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Is it enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools? Number two, cutting the number of public charter schools. Number three, supporting and facilitating more school choice for students. Number four, keeping good teachers. Number five, student safety. Number six, reducing the number of schools which receive grade of D and F for failing. And number seven, increasing funding to public schools. And number eight, providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic. Which one?
Go back and read number six again.
Number six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that would be reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing.
I would say that one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you strongly agree with that statement, some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree. The first one. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure that students are making good academic progress. Do you strongly agree with that statement, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
And the last one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree with that? Some would agree, some would disagree.
I strongly disagree.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I strongly agree. Okay.
Okay, so this is the last part of the survey. The city council asked that the policymaking and legislative body here in San Antonio, the city charter does not include the city council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the city council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it is today?
Probably more involved.
More involved. Okay. Changing topics, the state legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state to average to educate a child each year to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, will you support or oppose this education savings account program?
I would oppose something like that. I guess we need to be going to them.
Okay. Would that be strongly opposed or somewhat?
Strongly opposed.
Now, just a few more questions for statistical purpose only. Are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, looking for work?
Retired.
Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Probably something else.
Something else. And do you lean towards the more Republican Party or Democratic Party?
The Republicans.
Republican. Okay. Now, will you describe your economic circumstances? Are you low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Probably middle class.
Middle class, okay. Now, that was the last question of my survey today. I want to thank you so much for your patience. It means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a safe day, sir.
Well, thanks. That was a lot of questions, buddy.
That was a lot of questions, yes, sir. But I really appreciate you staying on the phone with me. I try to read as fast as I can so you don't have to, you know, so you won't go. It's kind of hard to make them, but, you know, sometimes we get good people like yourself that's willing to help us out. But I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, you just called it a good time. I had time. I just answered the phone, you know, and I said, yeah.
Absolutely. So, thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.